And apple tart, it's good. It comes, it's kind of made out like this and comes back like that. And what else did you say?
Dish apple pie or apple
pie. Well, that's made in a dish. You dip it out with a spoon, right?
You call that what?
What do you call it?
Well, I said deep dish apple pie, and I don't know if that's what you're saying.
I believe that's what it is.
Okay.
It's good. Sometimes you can put ice cream on it, or milk.
Uh-huh.
Or cream.
What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over top?
I don't know, but if you just put it in a fruit jar, put a little vanilla flavor in it or a little lemon flavor, and fill it about 2/3 full of milk, put some sugar in it, and take it in that fruit jar and shake it real good, I know then what I'd call it.
What's that?
Milkshake. You ever had one of them?
Not made quite like that.
Well, it's just as good as the one uptown if you put a dish of ice cream in it. Try it. Just don't fill it. Get cold milk, put your sugar in it, put your flavoring in it, put your mason lid on it, and put you enough ice in it, and like about that much filling it up. And when you shake that full, take the lid off, pour it out in a glass. It's just as good. Now if you want to get something fat, just dip you some ice cream in there. And then shake it up and it'll be thick, just like them you buy uptown.
Did you ever hear of a sauce or dressing or dip?
A sauce?
Yes, it's something sweet that you might pour over pie or pudding. Did you ever call it any of those?
Mm-mm.
And say if someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
Sure likes to put away the groceries.
Okay. And would you ever call that vittles, or you said food, or what?
Yeah, I've heard it called. I've called it vittles.
Uh-huh. What would you probably say?
He sure likes to put away the vittles.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Food taken a snack.
Okay. And you said this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Eat okay. Breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And you say yesterday at that time I'd already...
Ate breakfast.
And last week I...
Ate breakfast by that time.
Okay. And say if you want some coffee, you might go and... Say you're going to go in the kitchen and pour some coffee.
Well, I'd probably, if I was going in there and it wasn't known, I'd go in there and make me a pot of coffee.
Okay.
Or fix the coffee.
Uh-huh. And if you're real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
drink of water.
Okay. And it would be in a... You'd pour it into a...
Glass.
Okay. And you say that glass fell off the sink and...
Broke on the floor.
Okay, so you say that somebody has... What that glass? Somebody is.
I'd get out and pick it up, I imagine.
Okay, and you might say, you better not walk in here
because
somebody is.
Oh yeah.
That somebody
broke a glass.
Okay, and you might say, but I didn't mean to. What that glass? I didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah, I always said it. Break it, because I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
You wouldn't break a glass on purpose.
No.
Not unless you're mad.
Throw it across the room.
Yeah.
And,